You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time with Matt Jones, and we've covered a number of sports on the show over the last year or so. Cricket, tennis, snooker, golf, rugby, football, but I don't think we've ever done wrestling. So that has to change, because there's just been a big wrestling event in the city over the last weekend, and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by a scouser who's taken part in it, or took part in it as well. Zach Gibson, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on, and first of all, how nice was it, or how much fun was it to fight in your home city?
It's a bit surreal, to be honest. I've been doing this job now. I've been wrestling for 13 years. It's what I've dedicated my whole life to, and I've travelled all around the world. So I've wrestled over in the States, and I've wrestled in Hong Kong and China, and basically every little nook and cranny you can think of, any dingy little venue or any big stadium, we've tried to get there. But coming back home and wrestling in Liverpool's a bit special.
It's a different city, isn't it, for all sports, really. The atmosphere always seems to be just that little bit better.
Oh yeah, of course. Like, you can't compare. And we have obviously a lot of Americans backstage. This is the WWE, the leading brand. All the top names from past and present in wrestling are backstage, helping this show be as good as it can be. And even names like Shawn Michaels are commenting on how passionate the Liverpool crowd are. So hopefully we'll be back again real soon.
You mentioned the word WWE there. Who's the brand that you're fighting under, or the body that you're fighting under? And I guess that kind of shows just how much that wrestling is maybe growing from a grassroots level in this country.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like I say, I've been doing this for 13 years, and when I first started out, we were in the working men's clubs in front of 20 or 30 punters. And it's not myself that's achieved this, it is my generation. It's a group of talent who have all got together, and we've based our efforts off what we saw on the WWE, and we all just got together, started pushing, and along with the fans all passing this around word of mouth, the British wrestling scene just kept on growing and kept on bubbling until it was undeniable, basically. We were putting on these great shows in front of thousands of people domestically. WWE have always toured over here. They've always had an interest in the UK. And so rather than, you know, carry on doing their own thing, they decided to set up NXT UK, and that's the brand that we represent now, and it's one of the best in the world.
Yeah, and there's going to be a huge night in Blackpool on the NXT UK bill in a few weeks' time, so we'll talk about that shortly. We can't reveal any results, of course, from Saturday and Sunday, because it's not been aired on TV yet. It's going to be in a few weeks' time. But generally, how did it go?
It was unreal. I mean, it's the Liverpool Olympia in itself is a special venue, just the surroundings. It's a big venue, yet it still feels intimate due to the way that it's set up. The crowd were going nuts all night long, and we've assembled one of the best rosters anywhere in the world right now. So the whole show, there were 6 episodes of our TV show filmed over Saturday and Sunday. They'll be airing on the WWE Network. We're on every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. in the UK. And all you have to do is tune in yourself, and you'll see, like, we're building something really special in the UK.
Absolutely. And the one thing I need to ask before we go any further, was the repeat prices a lizard sign there? Because there always seems to be at the wrestling.
People are obsessed with his actual true form. I'll say there probably was one or two, yeah.
The event in Blackpool then, that's coming up on the 12th of January, tell us about that one.
Yeah, so basically the brand that we represent is NXT UK. This was born from the American brand NXT, which has just taken the wrestling world by storm. Basically everyone's talking about them, and they have special events every couple of months called Takeover, and it's the talk of the wrestling world. Basically everyone who enjoys the sport, from casual fans to diehard fans, everyone watches these events because they're known to be, you know, one of the best events of the year. Basically every single time, these events are always 10 out of 10, and no one can stop talking about them. So the NXT UK brand, which has only just started, in record time we've built up this reputation of being a great show. Basically everyone's talking about us, and that spawned WWE to give us this platform. The Takeover brand in itself is a big deal to be put onto us, and no one's shying away from that. We're all fully aware how important this event is going to be. So this is the first Takeover special in the NXT UK brand. It's January 12th in Blackpool, which is where the brand actually began 2 years ago. So they're going right back to the venue where it all started, and it's going to be the best event on UK shores in the last God knows how many years.
And they're going to be titles on the line, things like that?
Yeah, so basically every title is going to be defended. We currently have a women's title already in place, that will be defended on the show. We have our main WWE UK championship, which is currently held by Pete Dunne. That will be defended on the show. And they'll be crowning the first ever NXT UK tag team titles, which, all being well, that's something that I'm looking to put my name forward for.
Brilliant stuff. You're listening to Radio City Talk. I'm speaking to Zach Gibson, who's a part of the NXT UK wrestling brand. Is the dream then to go over to America and be on all the big bills that they have over there? Because there are so many huge names that are associated with wrestling, The Rock, Triple H and all that.
So when I first started, that was always the goal, with almost blinkers set on this one goal of making it to the States, the mecca of pro wrestling. That was 13 years ago, and a lot has changed in those 13 years. When I first started, a domestic WWE brand like NXT UK had never been spoke about, let alone thought about on these shores. But now that it does exist, the whole game's changed. Don't get me wrong, if the opportunity arises and it is a bigger platform or there's better opportunities for me or my family, then maybe that is something that I will pursue. But it's no longer the only option. NXT UK is a huge thing that we're building here, and I get to go home every night, and I'm 10 minutes away from this very interview. So NXT UK is huge, and I'm really happy to be representing it. And on top of that, as an ambassador for the brand, I have been over to the States, and I have had the chance to go and wrestle on those events. This summer, we toured basically every major city in the US through August, and that all culminated at a NXT TakeOver event. It was the American TakeOver. It was at the Barclays Center, the biggest crowd NXT's ever had, 15,000. And it was myself against Pete Dunne for the WWE UK title. It's one of the best matches, best experience I've ever had. And on top of that, I got to come home the next day and I got to go and see my missus and tell her how good it was.
I bet fighting in the Barclays Centre is not bad either.
No, exactly. That's one of those things that is bucket list stuff. Full arena, 15,000, all, well, chatting Pete Dunne's name and booing me out the building, but it is what it is.
You say you started 13 years ago then. So how did you first get into wrestling? Because I was doing a little bit of research about you, and you first started out in football.
Yeah, so I used to play football. Just obviously, I actually started wrestling when I was 15. So when I say I used to play football, I was 12. But I played at as high a level as you can play when you're a kid. And it was basically they were my two likes, they were my two passions. I loved football and I loved wrestling. When it came down to actually deciding what I wanted to do, I was just so into wrestling and football. I guess I just wasn't that good. I had two left feet, but wrestling was something that I was really passionate about. Even as far as when I was 8 years old, I was really into the Power Rangers, for example. And that might sound like a silly thing to say, but that's over the top, larger than life characters in a combat environment. So obviously, as I grew up, pro wrestling, which is over the top, larger than life characters in a combat environment, it always spoke to me. So wrestling's something I just couldn't get away from, something I wanted to pursue. And then through my wrestling, I've also been able to give a nod to my other hobby, football, which I was never able to do, but I incorporate a lot of football into my wrestling.
How do you do that then?
Well, my finishing move is a double wrist lock submission, which I've called the Shankly Gates. So gets me a lot of stick down in South and in the Manchester area. But it's just staying true to your roots. It's a symbolic thing that stuck with me from when I was a kid, walking through the gates, going to watch the game. So I wanted to get that across in through my wrestling. And now you've got commentators in the United States telling an entire country about the history of Bill Shankly and the importance of what these things are. And I've also got the Phil Babb suplex, but probably
I'm going to imagine what that is, because I think we all know the story of what he did to a goalpost.
Yeah, so you have to keep an eye out for that one.
I read Judy Murray's autobiography a few months ago, and she was talking in that about how Jamie and Andy were massive wrestling fans when they were growing up, and they used to like build a ring in the upstairs bedrooms, and they used to like pretend to be wrestlers themselves. They'd jump off the bunk beds and stuff like that. Is that what you were doing when you were growing up to try and get into it?
Well, I should probably say before I do that we should definitely not try this at home. We have a series of like a whole army of doctors on hand, because it is very dangerous what we do. But it was me and my friends messing around in the playground, and I was always obsessed with it. So like, I had a Hulk Hogan life size. I was a child. I was small, but a Hulk Hogan teddy basically, and I was suplexing him on the couch and dropping elbows on him. And I was searching for a wrestling school as soon as I knew how to get on Google. Basically, as soon as I found one, I was straight there at 15 years old to go and start learning how to do it properly and safely.
And if you look at wrestlers around the world, including yourself, you're all extremely fit and strong. The fitness regime must be extremely hard to go through as well.
It is. And the gym was never something that I thought I would enjoy. But I guess because I've got this end goal of wrestling, that's what helps me get through it. Every time I'm, you know, struggling through a superset or I'm dripping with sweat, even now I'm full of cold at the minute. I probably should have warned you about that before I start talking into your face. But I'm full of cold at the minute and I'm coughing my lungs up, but I just had a bath in some Cavoni and I'll be down at the gym after this interview because it's a big part of the job that we do. We have to be at peak fitness to stay safe, basically, and to be able to do this at the level that we do.
Give us a flavour of what your regime is then.
I'm currently following a slightly different programme, which incorporates everything. I don't know how entertaining it's going to be for the listeners, but it's basically supersets of heavy weights combined with high reps. It's HIIT, I believe, is the buzzword for it now. It's high intensity interval training, and it's just non-stop functional movements, so that when you're in there, you, because wrestling's so different, you could run on a treadmill for 1 hour and you'll be knackered within 30 seconds of wrestling because you're up, down, slammed on your back, then you're running into the ropes, then you're picking someone up. So we have to train in all different exercises and strength and stuff, basically.
Different kinds of fitness, isn't it, for different sports? So you'd have it all over, wouldn't you? It's been fascinating to have you in, Zach. The tickets are now on sale for the NXT UK TakeOver event in Blackpool. It's taking place on Saturday, January the 12th. So if you fancy it, get down and see it because it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Thank you for your time and best of luck as well.
Thank you.